Smell that?
It's the airing of a lot of dirty laundry.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened?
On Star 102.5.
Our listener, Heather, is joining us this morning. She is wondering, well, what happened with Rich. So let's get her side of things first. Hey, Heather, good morning.
Hey.
How you doing today?
Okay. So
let's start from the beginning. Tell us a little bit about how you and Rich got together. What happened so far?
Well, okay, so I got a promotion at work, and so a bunch of my coworkers went out to a bar nearby, and we went and celebrated afterwards.
Okay.
And that's how I met Richard, because so we were at the bar, he heard us cheering about my promotion, and he asked if he could buy me a drink.
Ah, that's a good,
like, yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm, smooth.
Okay. I noticed you called him Richard. Does he go by Richard? Or because you told us Rich in your email. So I'm just wondering if he's in trouble already. Richard.
Yeah, he's in trouble already. Richard, why aren't you calling me?
Okay. All right.
It can be either way, I'm sure. I don't know. We can ask him if, you know, he ever talks to him. I don't know.
All right.
If he ever calls me again.
All right, sure. Well, so that's how it started. You were drinking and you hit it off. So how did you two leave things?
Well, that's where it gets a little fuzzy, because I actually got pretty drunk and I kind of don't remember the end of the night.
Yeah, boy.
Mm.
Do you remember basic things like how'd you get home?
Well, the next morning I talked to my roommate and she said that Richard or Rich got us an Uber and escorted me back to the house, and then my roommate put me to bed.
Okay.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
That could have went a lot worse.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So
really,
I'm glad,
right.
As it turns out,
he's a decent guy.
Okay. All right. Well,
I know. I'm lucky. Yeah. I'm lucky he was a nice guy. And I would like to see him again. But I'm afraid I totally embarrassed myself.
All right. Hey, well, congrats on the promotion, by the way.
Yeah, that's good news.
Good for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, well, you know what, Heather? Now we get your side of things. Rich has been on hold. He hasn't been able to hear what you've told us so far. But we're going to put you on hold. We're going to bring Rich on, get his side of things, and we'll bring you back in a little bit, okay? So hang on. Hang on just a second.
Okay, sounds good.
And, all right, let's hang on here. All right, Rich. Hey, Rich, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star. Good morning to you. How you doing?
I am all right, and I am curious to know what this is all about.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you are. So, we heard from Heather. Heather told us that you guys met. She was out with some coworkers of hers after she got a promotion, and you offered to buy her a drink. This is all ringing a bell to you, I assume?
It rings a bell. This is all true so far.
Okay, good.
Well, she said that you got her home. She appreciated that. Her roommate told her that you got an Uber and got her home safely, which that's cool. She thought she would have heard from you, because she thought you guys hit it off pretty good, and she hasn't heard from you since. So what's going on? What happened?
I guess I just haven't gotten around to getting back to her yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm.
Was there any reason why? Were you not interested, or what?
To be honest, I guess I'm not really comfortable saying why.
Oh, okay.
Well, what happened?
Is it bad, or?
No. It's something happened, but it's not bad. That's all I'm comfortable saying.
Oh, boy.
So something happened. But it's not bad,
yeah.
Guys.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hang on,
but
Rich.
I don't want to say also.
All right. Hang on a second. Yeah, Rich, hang on. We got to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to see if maybe you'll be a little more comfortable talking in a minute. Okay. So hang on a second. We'll be back and see if we can find out the not so bad thing that happened. Okay.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Topical, like an ointment.
Star 102.5.